Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable. Hello and welcome back to At the Roundtable. This is Community Education Arts. I'm Sarah E. Morin and I'm here with Alice Cavanaugh Scober. And we want to take a moment and really address some things going on in the world right now. We were both really struck by what happened to George Floyd. We know that so many people in America and the world are mourning this tragedy, this tragic death, this injustice. And so we felt it was very important today to take a moment and come out with our statement against racism. So I'm going to turn this over to Alice to address this matter in great detail.
Thank you, Sarah E. This is, I hope to get through this without getting emotional. You know me, I'm always so emotional, but this is a statement against racism on behalf of our organization, Community Education Arts. Community Education Arts, known as CE Arts, a small all-volunteer nonprofit 501c3 arts organization, is based in Noblesville, the county seat for Hamilton County, Indiana. CE Arts condemns intolerance, racism, prejudice, discrimination of any kind against any persons. We believe Black Lives Matter. We believe the lives of all people of color matter. We believe LGBTQ lives matter. We believe the lives of women matter. We believe the lives of people with disabilities matter. And we believe freedom to safely practice any religion matters. Although our organization is based in a city, county, and state that is predominantly white and historically a white conservative Republican stronghold, we recognize that there are many people here aligned politically as Republicans, Democrats, and Independents who stand with us against racism and prejudice of all kinds. The recent murder of George Floyd by law enforcement officials has added yet another name to a very long list of murdered Black Americans in our country. Our organization condemns all violent, racist, and discriminatory actions of law enforcement officers and administrators, and we respect the dedicated anti-racist law enforcement officers and administrators who do their jobs without hurting others. We believe in the right to peacefully protest, to raise awareness for change, action, healing, and to show support and unity. We believe systemic racism exists in America and our country needs to put an end to it. Racial inequality intersects with other aspects of people's identities, including gender, sexuality, religion, disability, and ethnicity, and we believe America must use an intersectional approach to be a truly equal and anti-racist society. We believe that we must speak out against hate, violence, and systemic racism, especially when they take lives of our brothers and sisters. One step towards ending systemic inequity in America is for people and businesses to speak out and take actions to support people of color as allies. We encourage support for organizations like Noblesville Diversity Coalition, Indy 10 Black Lives Matter, The Bail Project, Kepra Institute, and Indianapolis Urban League. Funds to donate to can be found with Black Lives Matter, Campaign Zero, National Black Arts. Heidi Lura, founder and CEO of RAW, Natural Born Artists, said, "There is power in numbers, in votes, in signatures, and in dollars donated. We encourage you to use the resources available to you for good, for change, and ultimately creativity and justice for all." CE Arts supports the Black Lives Matter movement and encourages Black artists, musicians, and writers to participate in our arts projects. We also believe that intolerance, racism, prejudice, and discrimination against any persons in any place, by any human being, by any public or private business, by our schools, and by our government, goes against the ideals upon which our democracy must stand: justice, equality, and liberty. We believe the arts enhance the world we all live in and can work towards justice, equality, and liberty by changing people's perspectives and by bringing people together. We strive to show the arts are essential, relevant, vital, and accessible to quality of life for all. In our arts projects, we're honored to include creations from artists, writers, and musicians from all over the world, from all walks of life.
Thank you, Alice, for all the care and the crafting and the heart that you put into that statement. Anyone who is tuning into this podcast, if you would like to read this statement again in detail or find out more about what we do, please go online to cearts.org. That's cearts.org to find out more about what we do.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.